Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Houston, we have a quarterback.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I want to meet the cop that is driving down the road. Someone pulls next to him, and they're drinking a can of something out of a small brown paper bag. And I want to meet the cop that goes, that might be a beer. Might be a beer, but it's in a bag, a small brown paper bag, so I just can't tell.
How did this start?
Who the hell thinks that's not a beer?
What is the purpose?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your champ. 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Happy Monday to all. Happy Monday, John Lopez.
Happy Monday to you, big fella.
Happy Monday, Figgy Fig. Astros.
Happy Monday.
Back in town. Whooped up on the Red Sox. Almost got the sweep. Didn't quite happen. Texans in town practicing. We in here talking about practice.
Hold on. It's a football week?
It's a football week. Texans in town practicing. Clowney Watch.
We in here talking about practice.
Is right upon us. Something crazy is going on with the Houston Rockets. Yeah, and the biggest news of the day, Mike Meltzer does not, and I mean he does not, clean up dog poop when he walks a dog in a residential area.
There are two kinds of people in this world. People who clean up dog poop and a-holes. Now, it's one thing if you're out in the country, you know, out on the, you know, out on some property or whatever. Sure, just leave it, whatever. But you're like in someone's yard, on someone's, off of someone's sidewalk. Come on, man.
This got me thinking, and I think we need to have a 16-team bracket. We need to have a 16-team bracket. I already got two spots. 713-572-4610. We're gonna have a scum of the earth brackets.
Okay.
Right now. Already in two of the 16 spots, we have non-dog poop cleaners right. Against rude to the waiter person.
And also,
we got to put whatever we want. Who are the biggest slime balls? Grocery store cart is going to be on there. Mm-hmm. Not putting up the grocery store cart. We got them on there.
Right. And that's a bracket?
Yeah. 713-572-4610 to get in. Who are the biggest slime balls in everyday life?
I'll do an 18 Honkers. Bracket here.
Honkers. Yep. Honkers. Some people think honking is necessary, but honkers can get in there over honkers.
They'll be an eighth seed.
Over honkers are on there. You can seed these however you want, but we're doing our scum of the earth bracket. Mm-hmm. Mike Meltzer right now is the motivation behind this because of his refusal to.
That guy is awesome. He is an awesome, awesome.
Wasn't too awesome of you, Mike Meltzer. Wasn't too awesome of you, but the Astros were awesome yesterday. They finally lost. If you watch the game, it was kind of a struggle at second base. Yuli Gurriel having to play second because Elidmus Diaz hurt his hamstring in the previous game. Pretty much safe to say that if Diaz had been in there or Altuve, that the Astros would have swept the Red Sox for the first time since last year. It would have been like 64. They've gone like 64 straight three-game series without being swept. They're on the edge of that, but Yuli Gurriel out there struggling at second base.
Yeah, there was also just... You know, they were dominant for most of the weekend. And yesterday, you know, a couple of hitches here and there. We got George Springer with obviously an injury that was bothering him throughout the at-bats that he had. And also just the fact that you had to have him at second base, Gurriel at second base. It was a tough row to hoe, and they still almost won it.
We're getting a lot of suggestions on the left lane, so we got to put slow in the left lane person on the bracket all as right. Well. Loopholes are weighing in. I want to say we at least got 9 people saying that, so we got to put that on there. But it is kind of weird just the difference between teams, John, because we know our Texans' frustration, like whenever the Texans struggle, it's very well documented. Like we know what our frustrations are with the Texans. It's very obvious, and I think it's very logical. With the Rockets, we know what it is, too, and we're going to get into that. I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but something weird's going on, and Daryl Morey is acting about as strange as I remember any exec acting in a long time. But it's strange because the Astros might have lost, you know, their first game in 11 yesterday. I felt like they lost the championship. For some reason, I'm just hanging on this team so much to where even when they lose just one game, I find myself disappointed, almost like they lost the championship or something like that.
Well, that's because the expectation levels are entirely different. By the way, steal from the office fridge guy is getting a lot of love.
Who even does that?
Yeah, every office has someone who steals from the office fridge.
We'll put him on there. We'll put him on there. That's our sixth spot. Steal from the fridge guy. We got
it's
that.
All about expectations, right? And what they've done. What the Astros have done is obviously win a World Series in 2017, get real close in 2018, and become the best team in baseball in 2019. So you can go to Boston and lose a series, win a series 2-1, and still feel like you left something on the table, because you did, because that's the expectation that you have. The standards are incredible. The standards for the Texans are almost like hopeful at this point, because you had the good season last year, but you still don't know if you fixed everything in terms of protecting your franchise quarterback. And the expectations for the Rockets right now are almost like a shrug of the shoulders, like predetermined, you know, until further notice. You know they'll be good in the regular season. They'll flop in the nut or get beat in the postseason, because that's what they do.
It's John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a Monday, Sports Radio 610, where we're still taking suggestions. The scum of the earth bracket right now. We got six spots. Shout out to all the loopholes, by the way. We're gonna talk about what we did this weekend, because it was a very fun weekend. We got non-dog poop cleaners. We got rude to the waiter. We got grocery store cart person who doesn't put their cart up in the parking lot. We got over honkers on the street. We got slow in the left lane. And we got steal from the fridge at the office guy. Right now, we got six spots. We need 10 more. We're going to go through this with Sean Pendergast. We'll let him decide. Figgy, we got some loopholes calling in.
Yes, sir. Listener John said non-handicapped people parking in handicapped spots.
Man, do people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the worst. Yeah.
What about the guys that's – what? Well, let me – oh, you're talking about the ones that have the sticker but they're not really handicapped?
No, I think he's talking about people that are isn't handicapped parking in handicapped spots.
Yeah, but sometimes they still have the sticker there. They got the grandma's sticker.
That's even worse. The one that you go to the extent, because that's premeditated.
Yeah.
You go to the extent of getting a
handicapped spot and they jump out the
car
running.
Not handicapped. That's the one seed. Because that takes weeks of planning.
Yes.
They hop out the car with the George Jefferson walk.
They're skipping.
Like, wait a minute.
They're skipping.
HEB was crazy yesterday. I went yesterday, man. It was about as packed as you can get. But you know what they did in HEB fashion?
What's that?
They were giving people cookies who were waiting in line.
That is a big-time power move, right?
There were long lines, and the HEB people who are right up there with the Chick-fil-A people were walking down the line giving people cookies.
That's cool.
How classy
is that? That's how you're supposed to run a business,
how
right
there. How classy
is
that?
That's how you're supposed to run
a
business.
It's just HEB. By the way, I started a 40-day cleanse today, so I am not drinking alcohol for 40 days.
40 hours?
No, 40 days. No alcohol starting today till July 1st. No alcohol, no bread, no fried food for 40 days.
No way you can go 40 days.
Promise you.
No alcohol, no fried food.
No fried food, no bread.
They have a lot.
Now, here's the thing.
Straight up.
Go ahead, Figgy.
No, I was just saying he did have a lot this weekend, so I don't blame him.
No, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you say no bread, does that mean no pizza? Because that's bread.
No pizza. No pizza, man.
What?
No sandwiches?
No sandwiches, bro. Serious.
No muffins. No bagels.
Muffins. 40 days.
Ain't no way.
40 days. And you know what's crazy about it? By the time I do this, we'll be like 2 months away from football season.
You're going to go through a Memorial Day.
Yeah.
With no...
You need a chicken
no
breast.
No alcohol, no bread.
You need a chicken breast. And
what was the other one?
No alcohol, no bread, no yak. Alcohol.
Yeah,
no alcohol, no bread, no fried food.
Oh, fried food.
Yeah, straight up.
Ain't no way.
100%.
That's hard for me.
I hope you do it.
100%. I got it, man. Mm-hmm. No, I'm being accountable. I'm letting y'all know this just because I'm being accountable.
Weigh yourself today. Even though you're not going to be, quote, dieting, I'll bet you lose weight.
Oh, I'll lose a lot of weight because I'm going to be exercising. I'm going to be eating straight. Yeah, I'll probably drop about 15.
So who's on our bracket? Dog poop, Mike Meltzer, don't pick up the dog poop guy.
Yeah, dog poop, rude to waiter guy.
Rude to waiter.
Grocery store cart person.
Mm-hmm.
Over honkers.
Over honkers.
People that honk too much. Slow in the left lane guy. We got a lot of suggestions there. Y'all strike me as angry drivers, though.
Mm-hmm.
Steal from fridge person.
Yep.
At the office. non-handicapped parkers. Right now we got 7 spots. All right, let's go. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're on In the Loop. Happy Monday to you, sir.
You're on.
Hey, happy Monday. Hey, so what about the guys? What about the guy that that takes up multiple spots in the parking lot because he thinks he has a nice car?
Yeah.
Oh, more than one space guy. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
Hate that guy. Hey, I've been known to like park really close to him anyway. Just because, why not?
Yeah.
Two parking spaces.
But it's bad enough when the guy does have a really nice whip, but when he doesn't, I don't care what kind of car you drive. I'm not a car guy. But when he doesn't have a real nice whip, it's kind of it's weird too.
Look,
my middle school football coach did that with his Corvette.
I love, you know, people being
Meathead
being,
Marco.
I'm happy you're proud of your vehicle, right?
Yeah.
But you take up 2 spaces in a Corolla, I got a problem with that. You take up 2 spaces even in a Corvette, I got a problem with that. Now you take up 2 spaces in a Bentley or a Maserati,
you can't get mad at that.
I'm down with it.
You can't get mad
I'm down.
No, and if you don't, I ain't parking right by you anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's just a natural respect. Problems. Yeah, if you got the Bentley or something like that, I'm not going to park
But you got
right
a Camaro?
Anyways.
Hey, nice car. I'm glad you're proud of it. Take up 1 space just like everybody else.
Thank you. Someone's saying, don't pay child support guy. We're not,
well,
we're not getting that serious.
That's major.
That's just obvious.
We're talking about just behavioral patterns.
Every day.
Yeah,
every
behavioral
day life, nothing like that.
Right
now, that's a crime. That's a crime.
Yeah, right now I've got an 18 bracket right here.
Oh, we're gonna get more.
Yeah.
Someone says, fill your soda cup up with coffee guy.
No, that's been smoothed over. That has been, we're all on the same page there.
Say it here. Yeah, we'll see. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We'll keep this going throughout the day. 713-572-4610.
30 items in the 15 item.
That person deserves to be on there for sure, for sure. If you want to get in, though, we're doing the scum of the earth bracket.
Guy.
Yeah, well, to be determined, my man. To be determined, my man. An NFL player retired over the weekend, and it got the OG John Lopez thinking about how and when J.J. Watt's going to end his career. I can't believe we're about to do this, but we're going to go inside the dangerous mind of the OG next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.